and understand and reconstruct. And the Gemara in Bavli says Tashma doesn't mean just come in here. You actually come and rebuild and understand what's pshat. That's Tovin Yehudi, that you are the only child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he loves you. Hashem Elokeinu, even though he cheats you sometimes, B'midos Hadin. Hashem Echad, it's all one. Hashem who's rooted in Rachamim. The Shoresh of it all is rooted in Rachamim. Okay. La'achar v'kein, kol Yehudi mamshich v'im v'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. K'shem shakadosh Baruch Hu ohev oti, kach gam alai lo'ohev oto. What's the mashmois of v'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha, that you have to love Hashem your God? Is the same way that Hashem loves me. To that extent, I have to find it in me to love Hashem. B'chol levavcho, b'shnei yitzircho, b'yeitza tova, b'yeitza hara. What does it mean, b'yeitza tova, b'yeitza hara? There's been svarim written on that. Afilu im chas v'chilila, yeitza hara, lo'y kedes libi, v'aynayinu m'sugel litnatek mimenu. Even if the Yetzer Hara will chas v'chilila get a real grip on me and take control of my heart, and I'm not able to overcome him, I continue to be beloved and I continue to love Hashem. Gav bezman shematzovi aruchni hu yored beyoyser. Even when my spiritual situation is as low as it can go, ani muchan limso es nafshi lahorig al kedusha shmoy. Nevertheless, I'm ready to give up my life for Hashem. Each of these things needs a lot of work. Once again, we're just in the introduction. We're going to work through this all. How, when you're on the lowest spiritual level, you can imagine you're still ready to give up your life for Hashem. That requires, but that's what you say when you say Shema. Gam shani shakur b'memte sharei tuma. Ani muchen b'kol rega limsois nafshi al kedusha shmo. Okay, that's going to have to be worked out and discussed. How do you do that when you're on memte sharei kedusha? How do you do that? Certainly, how do you do that when you're memte sharei tuma? And we're not lying when we say this, and this is the kavanah we have in Shema. We're lying. Because that's what's lurking in the neshama of every Jew. Yudim rabim shayishukum imeshad memte shari tuma vizrochaku lechalutin miayadut. Jews that were mamash at the lowest level and were very far from the Yiddishkeit. Mosre berega emes es atzman lemisal kedusha shmois barach besimcha. At the last minute, when the crunch came down, they were ready to give up their lives and they died as Kiddush Hashem. Hayudi Moisi Voime, V'chol Nafshecho. Afilu Hunoitel es Nafshecho, L'morot Shani Roy es Atzmi Koruv L'misa Mamesh. Even though I see myself very close to death, or Shani Roy Chasfil Les Yolde, or es Ishti. Al Erish Doiva, Hashem Yerachem, close family members, mamash, in terrible situations. Because Mokam ani Yehovah Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki Rebbi Akiva b'shaisoi. Nevertheless, I love Hashem like Rebbi Akiva. Shesolkes b'sorib and Shesolkes shel Basel. Tortured Rebbi Akiva, Mishunadika torture. V'vua yakei Rebbi Yisusha kri Yishmael makabal avu malchu shamayim ba'ava. Al kol yudi lachlit. Even if that matzav would come around, we won't want to ever be in that matzav. But in the saying of Kriya Shema, he says, if that matzav would come around, I'll nevertheless love Hashem.
You said he's a survivor of the Shoah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He never went to the camp. His mother was in Auschwitz. He was in Hungary, so they managed to duck and dive and avoid him. Him and his father didn't make the camp, but they lived under Nazi rule and they hid away and they pretended to be goyim and whatever for quite some time. Yeah. I think he said he was 6 or 7 because of it. U'b'chol ma'edecha, u'b'chol ma'mayincha. Le'merot she'eli panosa, even though panosa is very, very hard. Ani ra'ev le'lechem v'oy le'chayvus ala le'ma'ala rosh, and I'm drowning in chayvus without bread. I continue to love Hashem. Gavarache is another pshat, maybe more relevant. I'm not saying we don't have panosi issues, but more practical and relevant to us. And this is really what it boils down to. B'chol moedecha, b'chol mida u'mida shehi moeded l'cho, with every measure that he tests you, measures you. Have a moed ilo moed moed. Chazal, the Gemara says, shatim, b'chol moedecha, b'chol mide u'mide shur moed ilo. Lecho, have a moed ilo moed moed. It's a play on the words of moedecha. Moedecha means mide, it means the measure, how much Hashem tests you. And it's also moed from Loshon hoido, moed moed, very, very much. Kola, it means you've got to thank Hashem for the yisurim. Kola yisurim shanini oive. Medurim v'kutzuvim haim b'tachlis adikdu kulam boim lefi ashir v'hadaga shekova aviv v'shamayim shini tzarech la'avad kudei shagia l'kabalus avalchu shamayim b'shleimus. Every suffering that a Jew has, every drop of suffering is bidyuk measured with an exactness that we can't even begin to imagine. Bidyuk what I need in order to get me to where I need to go. V'lakol letova. You don't get a drip more of Yisurim than you need in order to fulfill your Shleimus and to become to your ultimate goal in this world. With Hashem's measuring machine here. It's bidyuk, measured exactly what we need, and it's not a second longer or a second less or a drip harder or whatever. And I'm very grateful for it. That's what a person has in mind when he says, "B'chol moed decha." V'libi ani poyne v'ayim eloi, k'v'yochol. Toda rabba lecha, Hashem Elokei, al kol ha'yisurim she'ata noisen li. I'm just reading what's written here, okay? I take no responsibility for the, you know, the owners take no responsibility for the views, you know, brought down here. I'm just telling you, this is, he's talking very high levels here. Toda rabba lecha Hashem Elokai al kol ha'yisurim shenoten li. Thank you Hashem for all the yisurim that you give me. My God, Elokai, my personal God. Ein zuhu do min asaf elochutz. It's not just an external expression. El ani moed lecha moed moed. Thank you very, very much. By the way, there's nothing wrong if it is just a from the lips and out. The Baal HaMus said that's where you have to start. If you want to love Hashem, where do you start? Tell Hashem you love Him. You don't feel it? Doesn't matter. You'll start feeling it after a while. There's a name for it now, whatever. The local psychologists have come up with a name for this.
Cognitive dissonance.
No, that's something else.
If you don't believe it and you say it, something has to change. Either you have to stop.
Yeah, there's another name for it. Yeah, but there's another word. Cognitive dissonance is another story. Yeah, you're right. But There's another name for this. Whatever. That's Lo Mashaneh.
NLP.
There's another name for this. Sorry?
It's not Lo-Lishma.
Oh, in our language, yeah, I'm just saying, the psychologists come out. But there's something more than just the Lo-Lishma, Bo-Lishma. What's happening is by saying it, it actually starts going in to your heart. That's the same for Chinuch. The Chinuch explains this. That by saying things, it gets entrenched into your heart.
That means we have to ignore this Isorim or to continue like nothing happened.
Thank
you. Yes, to thank, but...
Because it's erasing various...
Yes, but if you continue to love Hashem like nothing happened, it's possible, it's not possible.
Why nothing happened? Yeah, you're screaming happened. In agony. You don't ignore the Isorim. If you can ignore the Isorim, then you're missing the point. The Yisurim are there to tell you something. It's like not reading the letter. Hashem sends you a letter and you carry on loving Hashem, you don't read the letter. Hashem's sending you a message. Yisurim are there, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Mufurush. In Ba'al Lecha Yisurim, a passwords for myself. The person has to go and he has to look and see what he's done in order to retrieve it so that the Yisurim will go away.
But Avodat Hashem, from someone is Yisurim and someone is no Yisurim, it's the same or it's different? What's the change for the mitzvot?
You know two people that Hashem treats the same? No one's the same. We don't understand Hashem's cheshboinus, why he's got Yisurim and he doesn't have Yisurim. The Gemara does say if you don't have Yisurim for 40 days, you must be very worried because it could be you've lost your chaylok in the Olam Haba. We don't ask for Yisurim, but we also don't ask to be ignored. There's nothing worse for a child than an indifferent parent. A child would rather get a good patch than for the father to just ignore him. So the Yisurim is Hashem telling us, I love you and I care for you and I'm watching and I'm tracking your flight. And this is the best thing you need now. When the father gives his child a patch, it's because he loves the child, not because he's trying to destroy the child. It's because that's what's good for the child. We don't know what that means anymore. The fine art of giving a child a punch has been lost on this generation. That's why we're raising a generation of youngsters. Because you're not allowed to hit a child today. It's not his fault, it's your fault. You don't know how to give a punch. It was an art how to give a child a punch. How to give a child a smile. The Chofetz Chaim's son says he lived for 30 years off one of his father's smiles. I don't know how to smile like that. I can smile the whole day, my kid's not going to remember it tomorrow. Give a child a punch that he can still feel the love and the warmth of that punch 20 years later. The Volowick son said he once got a punch from his father. He says he still feels the warmth 20 years later. No, I don't know how to give a punch like that. So today you're not allowed to hit your children. If Schoenberg said after 3, don't hit your kids. Before 3, what would you want to hit a kid for? So, I'm just saying, before 3, who would want to hit a child? After 3, when you really want to hit them, you can't. Because you don't know how. But Hashem still knows how to give a punch. And that's why we have to makabel the punch. The same as a child gets a punch from his father. He knows his father loves him and he carries on loving his father. Oh, but the punch is a punch. He's in pain. He's crying. No, don't ignore it. Chas v'chalila. You don't want to ignore it. Otherwise, it's really wasted. You got the pain and you don't get the benefit. No. You want to thank Hashem for it. To thank Hashem for the punch, there has to be a realization. Like you're saying, this is coming for my good. Maybe it's to set me up for the next step. Maybe it's to wipe out something I did yesterday. Many, many, many reasons why there's Yisurim. That's not our subject now. We'll deal with Yisurim as a whole chelek on Yisurim. But what is in Kriya Shema, in the Kabbalah Samalchus Shemaim aspect of this, I recognize the Yisurim. I recognize it's coming from Hashem and it's kulu l'toiva. Therefore, I don't stop loving Hashem because I'm getting patched. It's not always easy. These are not simple. None of this is simple. This is the piska of a Jew's avoidance, Shema Yisrael. So back to our Jew that we spoke to yesterday, the guy that was drowning in suffering. And he said to him, he turned back and he said to him, Kabbalah sal malchus shemaim amitis mesugeles lavo kashi ein lo isi yidi shum taina klape boiro olim chas v'chalila. Real Kabbalah sal malchus shemaim can only come when a person doesn't have any tainas against Hashem. Kashuma Kabbalah is called the Shleimus Ubitmimus. He accepts that everything Hashem is doing for him, the Shleimus Ubitmimus. To do that, he has to understand that everything that's happening is from Hashem. There's no one else that's affecting the world here. This is not the neighbor, this is not the doctor, this is not the banker, this is not this is all Miyakodesh Bolchu, and he accepts it for Shleimus because he understands that it's Biduk what he needs. So there's no tainus against Hashem. A Jew has got some kind of complaint with Hashem. He hasn't accepted upon himself which is fine. If that's what's true, that's what's MS, fine. But get in touch with it. Don't ignore that either, by the way. Don't ignore the lackings we have in our avodas Hashem. It's very important to know where we're holding the MS. Don't pretend to be something we're not. All the tefillahs and the segulas and the brochas and all the things that he was doing in order to get out of his trouble, as long as he is not being makabel on himself, that's what a brocha, going to a godel and getting a brocha, that's what it's supposed to do. He's supposed to get you back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not some magic wand waver that waves a magic wand and everything goes away. He's supposed to get you back to reality, connect you back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his tafkid. The brocha is a tefillah that he davens, that you should get. Well, I don't have to daven. But the ikar avoid of a Rebbe, of a Godlov, is to get the person back into his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you're back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you can take care of your own problems. Shreya tefillah in mitzvah. A tefillah is a mitzvah. They showed me exactly what the mitzvah of tefillah is. But we know it's in the avdei b'chol levavchem. What is the avodah shebalev? It's a tefillah. Lulei zoi sheretz mitzvah litpalel. If it wasn't for the fact, shocking news. If it wasn't for the fact that there was a mitzvah to daven, to be also to daven. You argue with Hashem? If you think about it, every tefillah is an argument with Hashem. Why are you asking for this person to get well? Hashem made the person sick. Hashem wants the person to be sick, otherwise he wouldn't be sick. And what are you saying to Hashem? Make him better. You argue with Hashem. So why do we daven? Because you have a mitzvah too, otherwise it would be awesome. Chutzpah to get up and tell Hashem how to run his world? Tefillah, we're not, once again, there's a whole two chapters later here on Tefillah. Tefillah is a complicated one. Why we daven bichlal? Never mind this aspect of it. Why we daven bichlal is a kashen and has to be dealt with. But the bottom line is that it's a mitzvah and you have to daven. Therefore, you have to work out what you think's best. And based on what you think's best, you have to ask Hashem, fully well knowing that you could be wrong and that you're not going to get what you're davening for because it's not what's best for you. Or the time's not right or whatever. It doesn't mean that now that we don't know how to daven and you really shouldn't be davening, but Hashem says daven, so you kind of like get up there and babble a few words. No, a Jew has to take his clothes and understand what he thinks according to his understanding is best for him, and he has to ask for it. And be careful, somebody may be listening. You may get what you ask for. And be careful. Can I tell Hashem what to do with me? I know what's good for me. I've seen the whole picture and I know what my life's about, so I can know exactly what's necessary to get me where I'm going. We're peeping at life through a keyhole if we're lucky. You know the whole picture. Moshe give a Moshe. He's in the operating theater with a world famous surgeon. He's going to tell the surgeon how to do the operation. I'm sure there are plenty of people like that, doctor. I'm sure.
Everyone's an internet doctor now.
My doctor told me, I don't know if it's true, but he told me that the people that come to see him generally know more about what's wrong with them than he does. Because he can't spend the whole day looking at the internet to find out one little thing. You know, he sees 50 patients a day and each one comes with a different problem. But each one has spent the whole day on the internet looking at just his problem. So the average person that comes to see a doctor now knows more than the doctor about what's wrong with him. Or not. Because you have to know how to know. All right, that's another conversation. But he's not going to tell this world famous surgeon how to do the nitur, because what does he know about nitur? He's done his ishtadlis, he knows that this guy's got a track record, whatever, he works out. And there's betocha now that Akash Baruch Hu sent the right doctor and that the doctor knows what he's doing and he goes to sleep. You don't think, well, you're getting an anesthetic, but if I'm sleeping, how are you going to make the operation? I'm not going to tell you. Who's going to tell you what to do? He understands. He goes to sleep and the doctor does the operation.
Was it the Chazon Ish that told the doctor how to do an operation in the brain?
The Chazon Ish, the same as Reb Chaim Greinemann, today Rafira, are mumchim in medicine. They made a mumchus in medicine, and doctors came from all over the world to consult with them. The Chazon Ish to explain to the doctors how to do brain surgery. But that wasn't because he was an Amaritz and knew anything about medicine. It was because he knew more than the doctors. But if I go into a neturach and the guy's going to do an operation on my kidney or whatever, I don't know what a kidney is. The Chazon Ish knew. The Chazon Ish used to draw on a piece of paper. In one of his books, they published one or two of these letters that he wrote to the doctor how to do a certain brain surgery, how to remove a tumor. The doctors couldn't find a way in to get to the tumor. And the Chazon Ish explained to them how to do that. Good, because he knew what he was talking about. We don't want somebody who doesn't know what he's talking about. They come from all over the world to consult with Rafira. He never studied medicine in his life. Good. Chazon Ish learned chulin. You learn chulin properly, you also become a big mumche in medicine. Another famous story with the Chazon Ish. It came to him somebody with a lung complaint, and the doctors had told him that the only person that can save his life is a certain surgeon in Paris. He has to go to France to do the surgery. So the Chazon Ish, I don't know if he looked at the x-rays, he looked at the whatever, he explained to him what the machla was, whatever, he understood. He said to him, whatever you do, don't leave Eretz Yisrael. As long as you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be fine. If you go to Chutz La'aretz, you'll die within a year. That's what he told him. So the guy stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and he lived a long life. So they asked the Chazon Ish, what kind of nevuah is this? What special siyata lishmaya? He says, it's b'furush halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch? There's a machlekes Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah, on a certain lung disease, whether it makes a person, an animal a trefer or not. What's the definition of a trefer? A trefer is an animal won't live out the year. Chazon Ish said, the disease that this machlekes is a subject of is what you have. And the way you explain to me the problem you're having, you have this particular disease. No, this disease is a machlekes, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. In Europe, we pass in like the Ramah. The Ramah holds it's a trefer. So if you go to Europe, you're under the shlita of the Ramon, you're a treifer, you'll die within a year. In Eretz Yisrael, they're paskin like the Mechaber. No, if you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you're tachat the shlita of the Mechaber, and you're not a treifer, you'll live a happy, long life. You understand how the Chazon Ish knows more about brain surgery than the doctors? Yeah, but we're not talking about the Chazon Ish here, we're talking about you and me. How do I know what's good? I don't know what's good, I don't know.
You don't know everything?
It's a very interesting Nakuda. The same Moshe Rabbeinu got to the 49th level of Bina. He reached the 49th level of Bina. What is the 49th level of Bina? What is that level? He got to the 49th level of Bina. No, so what did
almost
he get?
Nebuah.
What did he get?
Nebuah.
So the Mephoshim explained that in the 49th level, you understand that you didn't understand any of the previous 48 levels. So then I'm on the 49th level of Bina, because I also know that I know nothing. No, you have to go through all the levels and understand, like Shlomo Melech said, he understood everything until he got to Paradumin and he stood, he didn't understand anything. That's godless. Godless is not being an Amma Aretz and knowing you know nothing. Godless is thinking you know everything, like Moshe Rabbeinu with all his Anova, and then coming to a Kol that you didn't understand anything. That's what they say, the 49th level of Bina, we should all be zoicha to get there soon. Okay. But you've got to go through the first 48 to get there. That's the problem. When you're talking about the Bayra Elam, it was kind of a call, we understand. We're completely in his hands and he's doing what's good for us and we have no clue what's going on. There's no doubt that what's happening to this Jew in our story is very, very extreme. It's a very extreme situation. Kitzoini. Rabbi Mitan lo yumalim al dal svatam shekolish boch lo yvatom. Hey, maminim, they maminim, ke akol mitoy, vakol mitoy, chavis Hashem. Nobody here would say that Hashem doesn't love me. Everybody mamins that Hashem loves us. Ulam gam lanu lem chesora hapashtus be'emuna zu. But we're all lacking this simple imuna. We all know and we all have imunev and Hashem to live with total security. If we're going to translate betochen as security, let's translate betochen as security. Person feels secure. Person feels totally secure. You feel completely the same as a child. A child standing, he has to cross the road and he's very scared and nervous. He doesn't going to get the road, the bus is in the traffic or whatever. And his father comes up and holds him by the hand and he walks him up. The child feels completely secure now. He's not worried. He's not even looking to see if there's traffic coming or not. He knows his father's taking care of him, doing what's good for him. That sense of feeling of security, b'metzias, that's what's lacking. B'dora achroim, which is what we are, the last generation before Mashiach, anu ayrim es atipala achroim, lefibo Mashiach. We're going to go through the final rectifications, whatever you want to call that word. Zmana geula bo mitkarev. The Gula is coming, getting closer and closer. We're going to tell Hashem what's good for me. He's the best doctor in the world and he loves us infinitely. He's like a father doing an operation, surgery on his only child, who he loves. He knows exactly what he's doing. Had it not been for the fact that tefillah was a mitzvah, we also to go to Hashem and say do this. Because how do you know what's good for you? Ulam chochmosa yisparach gozra. What can you do? The divine wisdom decreed that nothing's going to happen without tefillah. Hashem's sitting there wanting to give it to you, but if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. Remember that this thing of tefillah is in the ghetto of what's called mitzvahs, or the kabbalas ol mitzvahs chayeves leboag domash ol kabbalas ol malchut shemayim. Before you can have kabbalas ol mitzvahs, there needs to be a kabbalas ol malchut shemayim. And tefillah is not included in ol malchut shemayim, it's included in mitzvahs. The Gemara, we've had a bit of time. There's a fascinating Gemara, which everyone takes a bit for granted, but it's a Moedika Gemara. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yud Dalet Amaz Bey, says Lamakod Mashma Levahim Shemoya. Everybody opens their article, Siddur, and he says, Vahafta Shem Lakecho, Shma Vahafta, and then he says, Vahim Shemoya. So why do we first say Shma and then we say Vahim Shemoya? Says the Gemara first Makabal or Malchus Shemayim and then Makabal or Mitzvahs. That means the Gemara had a Havamina that you should first be Makabal or Mitzvahs and via the Kabbalah or Mitzvahs, by doing the Mitzvahs, you would come to Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. Otherwise, what's the Gemara asking? Why do you first say Shema and then Vayim Shemayim? It must be there's an understanding that that will be better. And what does the Gemara turn around and say? No. There's a thing that a Jew needs to do before he even starts doing Mitzvahs. There's something in your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that has to happen before you can even think about mitzvahs. And therefore, there's first, Va'afta Hashem Elokecho, as we explained earlier, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Modecha, B'chol Nafshecha, then you can come to all mitzvahs. That doesn't mean stop doing mitzvahs. It doesn't mean become a Christian and just love Hashem and don't worry about the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are critical. We have a whole, we have Kabbalah or mitzvahs. We have to know where, what fits into where. Before a Jew can even start thinking about serving Hashem properly, he has to come to this understanding of what's Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. And unfortunately, we live in a generation where it's completely neglected. This Mabat, this Hashkofa, the Amkus, the Iyun in the Hashkofa of what's Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim is sorely neglected. We have Boch Hashem, Dikto Kahalochas, we have Boch Hashem, we keep mitzvahs like no generation ever kept mitzvahs before. The everything, what they go through, just to make sure our lettuce is clean. There were Jews that wouldn't eat lettuce. Once a year, you used to kazait of lettuce just for the morrow, and like 17 people used to check it before you would eat it. I still remember checking lettuce before Pesach. It was the hardest job for getting ready for Pesach. It was to get the morrow ready. It was the hardest job. That's why we took on to eat horseradish, because that was easier than checking the lettuce. Because I said that fire stuff was better than checking that. Even that today. You know what they go through? You know. The Mashgichim were explaining what they do just to make sure your letters comes to you without any amount of work that goes into that today. Baruch Hashem, our mitzvahs are wonderful. Our Kabbalah Somers is unbelievable. Maybe the Banu Chaveira, it needs a little shiputz. That's not in Kamakamak, although it's brought down that the altar of Slobodki used to say, Ika void in El is by Nom the Chaveira, is not on the Makams. We get all upside down. We become very frum and we do lots of, you know, all frum stuff. I'm not saying not, Chas Chachudah, he's supposed to shabbat his mitzvahs. But he says, the Ika void is to be Machmin by Nom the Chaveira. But the word here is the first by Nom the Chaveira you have to work out is the one with Hashem. Who's your best friend? Well, after Recha Kamoicha, Rashi says he's talking about Hashem. The first relationship you have to sort out after you've worked out the relationship you have with yourself, which we're going to discuss at length, the whole first Sefer Yah is based on Bein Adam La'atzmoy. But before you can start working with that, you have to have a relationship with Hashem. And without that, the Gemara in Brochus is telling you, your old mitzvah, your old Kabbalah mitzvah doesn't start. That's what we're going to refer to as we go ahead as relationship and performance. And you need both. It's a very fascinating dynamic between these two. But the one without the other, then choose Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim before you choose all mitzvahs. Why do you need both? The second half of the Sefer is only based on Kabbalah or mitzvahs. But the Kabbalah or mitzvahs, as the Rambam says, looks very different. The Chinuch says the person's mitzvahs look very different when you love Hashem than when you don't love Hashem. The husband who comes home and gives his wife flowers because he loves her, those flowers are an enormous expression and remnants of the love that he has for her. But he comes and gives her flowers because the Chosin teacher told her to give her flowers. Those are very different flowers. But he's got to start doing it like that, as we said, you know. Say to Hashem, I love you, Hashem. Give you our flowers. Eventually you'll come to love her. But once you love Hashem, the mitzvahs look very, very different. Go learn the love. What's the Ilanishmas? Somebody sponsoring today is doing an Ilanishmas. There's a name.